This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you, Sabrina, for the news. My name is Rich Bradbury. This, of course, is Enterprise BizBytes. Today, I'm joined in the studio by
Arvind Yuvraj
and Christine Wong.
As usual, with you all the way through until 1 o'clock. If you'd like to join the conversation today, get us on WhatsApp 018-789-8899. Arvind will be driving the smart device over there, right?
Mm-hmm. The WhatsApp sphere.
The WhatsApp sphere. Over on Twitter, we have Christine. You can get us at BFM Radio, or also on Insta Story, also at BFM Radio if you want to take part. So I came on air this morning around 10 a.m. And asked a very simple question about it's based on this story that we're going to be leading with about how a new digital divide is being born in Japan. A growing number of students have never laid their hands on a personal computer and don't know how to use a keyboard. So the question is, do you know anybody that's like that? Oh. Let us know, 018-789-8899, or get us on the Twitters and the Instagrams at BFM Radio. Of course, my mother is like that. one finger typing, that takes a week to send a sentence, that kind of thing. Story number two, sticking with computers and all things keyboardy, we'll be talking about a boot camp that's to help reform teenage hackers. It's a UK program offering young cyber criminals an alternative to detention. Moving on to story number three, over to the VR world, how Japanese students will be using VR to recreate the Hiroshima bombing. Interesting story there. And then wrapping up with how Lego will be launching their first sustainable blocks made from sugarcane.
Nice.
Also known as sugar blocks.
Yay.
Sugar blocks. Copyright Richard Bradbury 2018. Right, let's start off with this story then. So I picked it up from Asahi.com, and it starts off with this little quote. How do I double click? What is a cell in a spreadsheet? So this fella, he's a lecturer at the Human Resources Development Center at one of the universities, and he became confused, or rather his students became confused when they asked very basic questions during training for new employees, of IT companies.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So pressing the button of a computer mouse twice and knowing the basic unit for data input in spreadsheets are some of the fundamentals of using a computer, obviously. But it's not uncommon for even would-be system engineers to ask such questions. This is worrying. So the reason is clear. As smartphones have become extremely convenient, a growing number of students have never laid their hands on a personal computer. Lecturers who work with this guy often start training their students with how to use a keyboard. We need to teach them the basics before we even start classes. Younger generations often become underdogs in offices if they're unable to handle the technical requirements for their jobs. Technical requirements.
Like using a keyboard?
Using a keyboard, please. So there's this guy called Yoshiaki Hashimoto. He's a professor of information sociopsychology at the University of Tokyo's graduate school, and he's worried about this new digital divide that's being born. So according to analysis by him, the internet usage rate with smartphones and mobile devices was more than 80% amongst demographic 10 to 19 from 2012 to 2016. But the proportion of those who used personal computers plummeted from 76% to just 56% over that same period. Given that they can write and submit their school reports with smartphones, they are not outsiders to the world of the internet. However, much of this does not align with the knowledge necessary to work in their future jobs. The digital divide often refers to the elderly people, as we know, who are unfamiliar with IT equipment, but it seems that this phenomenon is also beginning to affect Japan's youth. This is interesting, don't we think?
Yeah. I want to see the first person who doesn't know how to use a keyboard if they start typing with their thumbs.
Good point, yeah.
Because the thing is, I think with the way that we are introducing technology to like younger people nowadays is that generally they'll start off with using like a phone or an iPad as opposed to a computer. You don't sit your baby in front of a computer, right? For example.
Right.
But a lot of parents I know will put on like YouTube videos where the kid's on an iPad or a phone. So it kind of does make sense that, you know, they have that sort of touch sensitive, you know, experience with technology, and then they have no idea how to use like a traditional keyboard. It kind of makes sense, but and especially, you know, when it comes to even double clicking that was mentioned in the article, I can't think of a lot of reasons to double click nowadays, even on like a desktop, you know,
that's
computer,
true,
for
that's
example.
True.
So like, you know, that's one of the jokes, right, where you'll talk about, oh, you don't have to double click everything, you don't have to double click all these files and stuff like that, right? But actually, it is something that's becoming obsolete. So it's interesting to see some of the things that, you know, the younger generation is picking up on that we just aren't aware of.
So, I mean, I asked this question earlier on about 10 o'clock, and we've had some responses on Twitter. Referring back to what you were just saying, Christine, actually, Shazani has said, my youngest kids get pretty awkward when she uses a laptop. She keeps touching the screen instinctively, even though the laptop does not have a touchscreen. She's 6 years old.
Yeah.
See, yeah, you're right. That's exactly what's happening, isn't it?
Yeah, and also nowadays, a lot of laptops also come with a touchscreen. Yeah. I know there's a Windows laptop that does that can kind of act as a tablet also, right?
Right.
So, you know, you can... your instinctive reaction is to touch the screen. So, for example, actually, now that I think about it, my mom has one of those laptops where the screen is a touch screen, and to the point where now when she uses a different laptop like mine, for instance, she would just try to scroll
touch the screen.
Using the screen. And I'll be like, no, don't touch the screen, please. I worked so hard to clean that. But, you know, it's in her kind of nature to in using a laptop now to
right.
use the screen.
I mean, go on.
No, I was going to say, you know what's weird is that they're, even though people don't know how to use keyboards, they're still teaching people how to use keyboards, which I thought they were going to go the way of, since keyboards are becoming obsolete, the new controllers for PCs would be something that looks like a smartphone.
Right.
So your keyboard would be exactly like how you use a smartphone, and you would code and program and stuff just using both of your thumbs.
I mean, I think there's a lot to be said for things that are touchscreen and things that are not touchscreen. You know, I think we need an element of something being tactile for us to relate to it properly. I'll give you an example. Working in this studio, for example, right? Now, we are potentially, we are moving studios very shortly. And one of the discussions there was whether or not we should use a touch-sensitive mixing desk like we use here. I mean, we use one with faders on and knobs and whatever.
Yeah.
And the majority of people who'd been in broadcast for a considerable amount of time said, no, we need to be able to feel where the physical knobs are. Whereas the younger people were like, oh, yeah, it's cool. We can just touch it. And, you know, there's something about being able to grab grab a button and move it around.
I mean, it's a similar thing in cars, for example, right? Where, you know, a lot of people are putting more touchscreen things into cars, which I think is a little bit crazy because it's like, why do you want to look at a touchscreen? If the tactile buttons are there, you can feel which button you need to press.
Right.
Whereas, and then you can keep your eyes on the road and you can just do this blindly, you know. But if you have that touchscreen, how can you get distracted, right? So there really is, you know, there are benefits for having a touchscreen and not having a touchscreen, but it's just interesting to see that, you know, people are growing up without any cognition of how to even approach a keyboard.
Right.
The other thing is with something like this, I think the new generation of people using keyboards will be better at using keyboards than we are. Because if you look at like the previous generation, they are better typists. They know exactly what they're doing. They have like a method to their typing. Like I know how to use a keyboard. I don't know what I'm doing. You know what I mean? Like, I sort of remember like because
plunk your way through it.
Yeah, because of memory. So I know where the alphabets are and I know what I'm doing on the keyboard. But if you go to someone like my dad, he knows like which finger is assigned to like which key and he knows how to like move up, and so he's a better typist than I am.
Right.
So if you teach the new generation of people who are not familiar with keyboards, like the proper way of using keyboards, they could be faster programmers and faster IT people.
Interesting point. When I was at school, they were just showing my age. They were just introducing the personal computers into school, and for my generation back then, it was learning how to use a keyboard as a whole. A computer as a whole. It wasn't necessarily this is how you learn to type, but by the time my brother's generation came in, who's 4 years younger than me, obviously that had been established. We know how to use a computer. Now it's time to use it efficiently, and he learned how to touch type, whereas I missed that period, right?
Yeah,
so he's very, very good at being able to type with his eyes closed and looking elsewhere, whereas I can still type. I'm like you, Arvin. I know where things are, but I'm a little bit slower. You know,
so you're right.
It's kind of skipped me, gone on to him, and now this new generation is back to where I was almost.
So he's like he's cycling by like second nature. You're
correct.
Sort of looking at where the pedals are, sort of
yes.
you know, so to speak. Yeah,
yes,
yeah.
yes, yes.
Yeah, so
exactly
you're doing the same thing, but the speed of the people who know how to type, they do it at a much faster pace.
By far.
Yeah. When I was younger, we had that like little CD gate. It was kind of a game, not really a game, but it was like called Mavis Beacon or something.
Yes.
And then you would use that to learn how to type. We need to bring that back. I know no one has CD-ROM drives anymore, but we need to bring it back for the young younger generation, and then they can learn from Mavis just as I did.
All right, let's pose the question again if you're only just tuning in. There is allegedly a new digital divide starting being born over in Japan, where there are some students who have absolutely no idea how to use a keyboard, you know, because of the prevalence of smart devices and using the keyboard within a smart device. Let us know if you know anybody who falls into that category who doesn't know how to use a keyboard or struggles to use a keyboard. I'm not necessarily talking about the older generation. I'm talking about the younger people. Let us know. Get us on WhatsApp, 018-789-8899. Get us on Twitter at BFM Radio and also on our Insta story. That's also at BFM Radio. We're going to take a short break with some Fleet Foxes. When we get back, how we can reform teenage cyber criminals from hackers into productive members of society. That's all coming up in just a few minutes here on BizBytes on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.